round off. The connection crashed.
Yeah, now I hear you.
Yeah, good, thanks. So, just at the moment that you realize that you have your needs, that others have those needs as well, that you can help others in their needs, then you can also understand that in extending that knowledge, you learn to care for your own body, you learn to care for your own food, you learn to care for your own garden, you learn to care for your own world. And so in that sense, the witchiness or sorcery, the resourcefulness of people, is very much connected to their sensitivity, their sensibility, their practicality, and also their justness in seeing how they are not just individuals within themselves, but they're part of the family, they're in fact part of humanity, and they're part of Earth. And in the society of witches and sorcerers, they are very well aware that we are part of the Earth, and we need to take that into account. And we are part of the universe, and we need to understand that. So I'm often very aware, if people have that kind of understanding, if they are limited in their own body and their own mind and basically don't extend their consciousness beyond that, or if they have learned to understand their body and learned to understand the relevance of importance in nature and how they connect into nature. And also at some point you can feel that they're not only connected to nature, but they also see how nature and the universe are connected. They know that there is something universal going on, of which we experience a reflection on Earth, which we do as humanity, but we also do as humans. So in that sense, you can see and feel when people have not only, say, a technological, practical resourcefulness that they can fix their bicycle, but they are also attuned to nature, to plants, and the season of plants, and the flowering and fruit bearing of plants, and that they can also understand how we see the same in people. And it is that kind of sensitivity and sensibility which gives people an inner comfort, but also an inner power, because they rely on their own resourcefulness. They don't, let's say, radiate a neediness or a greediness about themselves. They are calm within themselves because they know what they can do, they know how they can do it. So in that sense, yes, you can feel if people are sorcerers and witches in the way that they are resourceful and caring, and that they are resourceful not only in a technological sense, that they can build or maintain or uphold the instrument and the housing and the roads that we can work with and have a better experience of our environment, but also that there is that sensibility and that sense of knowing how to care for your community and for your garden and for the earth by understanding the rhythms of the seasons. And so some people know that because they grow up in that way, they grow up on farms. Some people learn about it because they associate with animals or with plants. And some people experience it from within, because they sense that they are part of nature and part of the universe. So that's a bit where I would then come to round off the story of the witches and the sorcerers. Being a witch or a sorceress, being knowledgeable, vika, in yourself, and resourceful in yourself. And you connect that to other people and to the land that you're in, and as a result you can also share that with others. So yeah, just let me round that off for here.